Hi, this is Chris Richmond. Welcome. You're going to learn more about business management, marketing, and project management best practices. Hi, everyone. This is Chris Richmond with Phil coming from Guelph, Ontario. I'm talking today with Oliver Bohr in the GTA, Toronto area. And Oliver, maybe you want to tell us a little bit about how you got your start in your agency and a little bit about your background and how you have been successful. Let's start there.
Yeah, for sure. Well, first off, I didn't even know that you were from Guelph, so that's awesome. doing a lot of business with people all around North America, US as well. So it's not so often, or not often enough, I should say, that I got to speak to somebody local. So that's awesome. You're just a short drive away.
Yeah, absolutely.
In terms of how I got into it, I was actually, I was in advertising for a little while. So before I had an agency, I worked at a couple of more traditional agencies, as well as a couple of digital agencies as well, but I was a copywriter.
Right.
Which, by the way, is probably one of the most transferable skills that anybody could have. Mm-hmm. So I was a copywriter. I was writing like radio scripts, headlines, some social media stuff for companies like Nissan, Amazon, Air Miles as well. It's a Canadian company. And I liked it, but there was something missing. And I think that any entrepreneur knows that nagging that's there. It's almost like a ringing that you don't really hear. And then I guess as soon as you notice it, you can't ignore it. So it's almost like that. So that was always there for me, you know, and then one thing led to another. I ended up speaking to a guy. I always had this mindset about starting a business that it was like the hardest thing to do. And then I spoke to this guy and he told me, in terms of the technicality of starting a business, it's actually super easy. The hard thing is running a successful business.
Yeah, being a success. It's easy. Yeah. You pay the money to the government, you've got your own business. Congratulations. Yeah, now what?
It was like $50 later. And like, I just went to the bank and I put something through and all of a sudden, like, there, I'm a business now.
Yeah.
And that was weird for me, to be honest, because when I became an agency, like, I wasn't even selling stuff at the beginning because I felt like a fraud if I was going to start selling stuff at that point in time. Like, all I knew was copywriting. How could I go into digital marketing? But it happened so fast. And the next thing you know, I'm a digital marketing agency. And I just dedicated so much time researching and learning absolutely everything that I could. Started as an SEO agency. I white labeled some of my services as well at the beginning. And then the more proficient I got and the more competent I got and the more of an actual expert I got, as opposed to when I thought I was an expert, when I actually was becoming an expert, I started to bring more and more of that in-house. And now I do everything in-house. We have our own staff and we work only with realtors at this point in time.
Right. Fantastic.
And I've always found that less is more. So for me, that journey from becoming a marketing agency when I didn't really know anything to becoming to where I'm at now, it was every single time that I chipped a little bit more away from the agency and focused more, that was sort of, it opened up doors of opportunities.
Indeed. Yeah. And my experience has been working mainly with therapists and psychologists in the sort of mental health space. And yes, when you focus, I find there's a lot of success to be had, because then, yes, you can talk their language and you can understand their needs more specifically. You can tailor what you're offering to them, because yes, in many cases, for instance, realtors might be very, very familiar with posting videos and having video these days, but psychologists and therapists, yeah, video advertising, totally new to them. So they're on that path of advertising maturity, but your realtors obviously are a bit further along and you've helped guide them that way, which is part of that marketing consulting role that that we all have to play to help educate and learn. I guess my question would be, have you got a framework or a process path that you like to follow on a regular basis that you developed over time? Is there a process that you follow saying, okay, you're a new client, I'm going to take you through this learning journey together? Is that is that something that you found has helped you with your focus and support?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, that happens to be, that's a great question. But so I'm more of like a business mindset kind of person, even before I am a marketer, which I know that there is obviously a lot of overlap, but like, I could much sooner write up a business plan than I could probably run a Facebook ad. I mean, maybe not anymore, but like, that's the idea. So everything that I was doing was going to be about scalability. So we have, let's say, an 8-step client generation system that we run where it's targeting the ad, lead grab, the opt-in. An 8-step system where we run the same thing every single time. Now the targeting is different, the ads are different, The way that we qualify them may be different, but there's so much overlap and there's so much consistency that as long as we're not taking too many clients in the same area mm-hmm. and we're running our own quality control there, I mean, the stuff is so streamlined. It's I wouldn't say it's automated because it's far from automated, mm-hmm. but it's as automated as manual could get. And that sort of allows me to sort of sign on a client. I know what works. I know what doesn't. There's mm-hmm. as much as there is discrepancy, there's also a lot of overlap, like you keep on saying. For example, a client in Chicago is not going to get the same results as a client in LA, but the system is there. The structure is there. The framework is there. And then once you have that settled, I mean, it's basically just pressing play on the system.
Indeed. Indeed. Now I know, yes, the each client is at sort of their own step in the pathway. How do you, I guess, handle that conversation that gets past the vanity metrics? When you're doing ad and lead generation, you get past the vanity metrics into what really counts for them. Because sometimes, yeah, they've got a very simplistic view of analytics and data, and you want to get them past that to actually, these are the things that will actually move the needle for you. How do you have that conversation, I guess?
So I don't know if this, for listeners, they're not going to be able to see this, but I guess I'll show you, Chris.
Sure, sure.
Right here, I guess. For anybody who isn't watching this, this is a mouse pad right here with my logo on it.
Right.
So I got that mouse pad because that for me is the biggest waste of $13 that I've ever spent. So when I first started my company, right, before back in my SEO days, I wanted to have my logo on things, right? Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I bought a mouse pad from Vistaprint. I spent the extra $5, whatever it was, to get the extra thicker. Like mm-hmm. absolute waste of every single penny that could be on the table and it would make no difference. But that was what I wanted to do then. That's what I wanted.
Yes.
And obviously it's $13, but it's so symbolic. So I'll speak to people all the time who say like, yeah, but this guy is going to do my website for me. It's like, fine. That's fine. Like I started doing websites. I actually designed websites and built websites myself, but I don't do that anymore because mm-hmm. that's not what pushes the needle. I don't want to say for all realtors, but for my clients, at least it doesn't push the needle. Mm-hmm. So I show them this mouse pad and I say, that for me is a lesson. And if you want to go and have some fun little hack or get your website built and expect that to make a difference, you can go and do that and it's not going to make a difference. But what I do is not fun. What I do is not sexy. It's hard work. And we're going to be partners in this. And if you're looking to make a friend, then I'm not that guy. I hope we can be friends. But if you're looking to push the needle and build your business and make the hard decisions, right? Like I also talk about Jeff Bezos, like what made him mm-hmm. so successful? He took his business by the reins and he led it to where he wanted it to go, despite any adversity that he faced. Mm-hmm. So you're going to face adversity and internet leads are notoriously difficult, but I'm not here to make you feel all warm and fuzzy. I'm here to build your business and you will feel great about it once it happens. So there does have to sort of be that trust and that partnership, which is why a lot of my sales process is about building relationships with people the same way that realtors are as well.
Yeah.
Right. You need to build that relationship. It's a tough game. Real estate's a tough game also. You know, if people mm-hmm. are looking to buy a house and they don't have the budget for it, it's a tough game for them as well. So, you know, you can't sugarcoat it. And I think that that's detrimental too. So for me, I think that what you just said is actually very intuitive because there are so many gimmicks and there are so many shiny objects floating mm-hmm. all around. And how do you stop people from getting distracted? And for me, the answer is to be very vehement about the fact that I am not a shiny object. This is not fun. If you're looking for a friend, I'm not maybe the guy for you. I'm very invested in your business and in your success. But if you're not willing to put in the same amount of work as I am for your business, it's just not going to work out.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. You're not generating leads for nothing. You expect them to pick up the phone and carry on that relationship that you've nurtured to that point in order to be able to hand it off.
100%. And that's actually the terminology that we use about the handoff, right? Mm-hmm. We take it and then we hand off. And that's where the partnership comes in. And the entire success of the campaign is predicated on their understanding that it is a partnership.
Right, right. One last question before we go here and before we wrap up. There's a lot of debate, obviously, between paid ads and content marketing. In my perspective, you move from paid ads, perhaps at the beginning, just to get some quick results into a long-term investment in content marketing. What's your thoughts on that?
I would actually say the opposite, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Okay.
I think, again, it depends on the industry and I don't profess to be an expert in other industries. I know marketing and I know real estate, mm-hmm. but in these industries where it's so relationship-based, staying top of mind by posting organically and consistently adding value And focusing on the top of the funnel and the middle of the funnel, then the bottom of the funnel will start to come. And let's say your cost per acquisition for a client will be about $1,000. And that sounds about accurate, at least in my industry for marketers, well, for realtor clients. It's just not a sustainable model, because not only is it so expensive and for the beginning of a business, you don't have the capital for that. But the other thing is as soon as you turn that off, you're done.
That's right.
But if you're building up organic, then you're an authority, whether or not they see your ads, and they'll know who to talk to. And it's tough at the beginning. And there's so many things telling you, like, it's a waste of your time right now. Like, I'm not saying don't post, but maybe focus your energy on this, but you just, because you don't get those rewards. But if I'm going to speak for marketers, if marketers are going to be telling realtors or other industries that it's a tough game, but you got to keep on nurturing them, we have to do the same thing as well. So yeah, I would say the opposite. In fact, Russell Brunson talks about the difference between earning your audience versus buying your audience.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So earned audience, according to Russell Brunson, which is 100% right, you're providing them value and they're opting in. Bought audience, it's fine. And it's almost like an injection, right? It works and it's how you scale, but you have to get to that point. You can't start like that.
It's at a real cost. It definitely is a real cost. And you're absolutely right. It's a house of cards that can be taken away. And if Google decides to up the price of a lead arbitrarily the way they do, or Facebook has increased their lead prices, you're euchred. So very good. All right. Well, Oliver, definitely appreciate your time today. Again, your group, you're with boardigital.com is where people can find you. And definitely want to thank you very much for your time and input today. Thank you.
Thanks for having me, Chris. Really appreciate it.
All right. Good stuff. Thanks again. If you'd like to be a guest or need a managed Jeff Walker-style online product launch, contact me, Chris Richmond, at 519-546-6005. Take care. Bye.